Welcome back to I Choose Me. In today's episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that was requested a lot on Instagram, and that was how I started modeling and also what I think about body image. So I'll talk to you guys about that. I started modeling when I was 14, 15 years old. I was living in Austria at the time at home with my parents in a very small town, but I was scouted by a model scout that worked for an agency in Austria called Tempo Models. They were a quite small agency in Austria at the time, and I drove there with my mom to meet them. It was never my plan to be a model, but because I had the scout speak to me and because I thought it could be a fun thing to do on the side and, you know, maybe make some pocket money at the time, because I had no clue about how much money you could make with modeling, or I didn't even think it was possible to have a proper modeling career just coming from Austria. Because a lot of times when you read about models or when you look at magazines, it's always, you know, it looks like it's only girls that are from like big cities or, you know, just other places. So for me, I just thought, oh, this could be such a fun thing on the side. And my parents were going through a divorce at the time, so it just seemed like the perfect moment for me to, you know, have a little getaway. So what ended up being just a small idea in my head, it actually ended up becoming my main career. My first shoot was for a test shoot, and it got picked up by a very small magazine in America. It happens a lot that when you do a test shoot, which is what you do in the beginning to create a portfolio for your little model book that you have to carry with you to castings, which not a thing anymore because we have Instagram and iPads and all the thing. But back in the day, you had a massive book that you literally had to carry with you to every casting. And I'm talking about a really heavy, big book that would not fit into any bag. You would have to have a huge bag or a backpack and yeah, different types. But so you start out with a few test shoots because you basically, when you go to a casting and you show them your book, you need to show clients what, you know, how you can change your look and all how versatile you are, basically. So you start doing test shoots, which is shoots that either you sometimes have to pay for, or it's shoots that are set up by agency that are just like very small production shoots that, you know, aren't necessarily for anyone and you don't really get any money for it. And most of the time you pay for them or they're for free and it's just simple images. But if you're lucky, those images could be bought up by a magazine or they could be bought by a company and you could end up making money off of them, or you can end up being in a magazine. So in my case, those were picked up by an American magazine. And that actually led to IMG in New York. They had an agent who saw me in that magazine and he reached out to my agency about me. At the time, I had really long white blonde hair and I had a fringe. I just got out of my emo phase. So I'm talking platinum blonde, really long hair. And yeah, so IMG called and I'll never forget the day. It was probably the craziest day of my life because I obviously have heard of IMG before, but I only knew of them because, you know, I was watching Germany's Next Top Model and all these model competition shows. And I knew that Heidi Klum and Gisele Bündchen and all the like huge, big models, and especially a lot of the Victoria's Secret models at the time were with IMG. So suddenly this little, you know, hobby on my side became like, hold on, is this real? Like, can I make a career out of this? Like, what is going on? So once I met with IMG, which was the big agent from Paris, flew into town because IMG has offices in Paris, Milan, London, and New York and Sydney. So they had Paris fly in to have a look at me and, you know, take measurements and all that stuff. And then they signed me worldwide. And that was the first huge signing I've had with an agency. And once you sign with IMG, it was huge. It was major back at the day because you started booking big jobs because they put you forward for jobs that are all over the world. And suddenly I started making a lot more money. I started to properly travel. At the time, my English was so bad. So I really had to, You know, I remember I was watching Gossip Girl nonstop with subtitles because I loved the TV show. And I just figured, you know, if I switch to English, I just have to figure out what they're saying. And so I had to figure out how to get from my basic English that I've learned in school to actually being able to have conversations with people on jobs that I had to go to. And also, I never really traveled for vacation on a plane. So I had to figure out how airports work. How do I fly? What do I do when I land? How do I get to a hotel? How do I communicate with people? My mom couldn't travel with me. My dad couldn't travel with me. And back in the day, it was literally, I had my agent on the phone with me just telling me what to do. And I was really, really fortunate that my agent in Austria was just like a second mom. And she made sure that I had a car picking me up or that I would get a complete sheet over email where they would explain to me exactly what to do and where to go. And so they were helping me a lot, especially because I was so young when I was traveling. I mean, I was 15 and I just went from one place to the other. I went to a shoot and I flew straight back home. And that was for, I think, a year and two or 2 years. And then I got my first huge job, which was for H&M at the time, because they had the Black Divided section, which was a bit more like gothy and, you know, punk rock. And because I had such white hair, I started working for them a lot. And that made me travel all over the world. I remember when I booked my first job for H&M in New York, and that was huge. That was like one of my biggest dreams to ever go to New York. And I just couldn't believe it. And when I got there, I met with my agents in New York. And I remember walking into the IMG offices when I was really young. And New York is like a whole nother level. I knew that huge models were walking in and out of that building. And it was a crazy, crazy feeling. And yeah, when I was 17, that's when I was on a job for H&M in Sweden actually again. And that's when I got a call from my agents from New York, and they told me that Victoria's Secret was watching me. And that's when my life changed. The fact that they were watching me and the fact that they would show any interest in me at all was just something that I thought I could only ever dream of. And then, you know, it was all I could think about. And because I was too young at the time to work for the main brand, because I think you could only work for them when you were 18, I decided to wait until I'm 18. And once I turned 18, I decided to go to New York and try my luck with them. So the day came and I was 18 and I went to New York. And that was crazy because that was really far away from home. And it was really scary at the time, but I was already working so much and I was traveling so much that I just had one goal in my mind, and that was Victoria's Secret at the time. Because back in the day, it was, you know, you knew that if you would work for them, that it would change your life in so many ways. So that was my goal. And I got to New York and ended up meeting them at the headquarters. And while I thought, you know, this is a good meeting and everything, I didn't hear back from them. And so in my head, I'm like, okay, they changed their mind. They don't want me anymore. Like, okay, this is not happening. And New York was terrifying. It was such a big city. Everything was so fast, but everything was so exciting at the same time. My English was getting better, but I was still struggling with it. It was just a really crazy time. And then I ended up working for a bridal company. And the photographer that I worked with, he was shooting for Victoria's Secret all the time. He was shooting the big campaigns, and also the whole team that was doing the bridal shoot. It was just all huge people in the industry. And I remember the photographer was coming up to me at the end of the shoot, and he was just like, you know, have you worked for Victoria's Secret before? Would you like to work for them? And I was just like, sure. No idea what to say. It was just like, okay, what does this mean? So he was like, you know, I'm shooting with them tomorrow, and I think you should just come on set and meet the people directly. Like, I don't think you should wait around. Just come on set. He gave me a time and he was like, I just want you to come in and I'll introduce you to everyone. And I just couldn't believe it. And that's literally what modeling's like. It's so much about timing, being at the right place. It's always like, for me, I never put pressure on it the whole time. In my head, with every job I booked or everything I did, I was always so grateful. And I always said, you know, if it's meant to be, it will be. And if not, then there's probably a reason for it. So that's how I went along with everything. I never expected to shoot big things. I never expected to do something. And I never saw myself as something that would do anything like that. For me, I always felt so weird. And I always got so nervous before shoots every single time, no matter how many shoots I've done, because I always felt like, am I doing the right thing? Is posting like this? Like, I felt like such a tomboy in real life. And I just didn't know how to, you know, look sexy in photos or look cute in photos. It took me a long time to learn how to do modeling the right way. And it was also so tough to actually push through with modeling, because while so many people just think it's such an easy, glamorous job, it's brutal because, you know, internet wasn't always a thing. And for me, I had a prepaid phone when I started and it was always like very low amount of money on it. So when I traveled to a country, I literally had to run around with a map and I had to find the coordinates of every address so that I could figure out how to get from A to B. And hotels that I had to sleep in or places I had to sleep in were so gross sometimes that I had to literally sleep on the bed with all my clothes on because I was just so disgusted. And, you know, I was missing my mom all the time. I missed my family and I missed my friends a lot and I felt really lonely. And you're also constantly confronted about your body and what you look like, and everything feels very personal. And it's a tough job. But long story short, I end up going to that Victoria's Secret shooting that a photographer told me to go to. And I remember I probably woke up at 4 a.m. the morning before because I was just going crazy in my head. I was so nervous. I felt like I need to do everything right. What should I wear? What should I do? Should I smile? What should I do? Should I be not? Like, there's so many things that were going on in my head. But I ended up going on set and the art director just, you know, straight away was like, oh, just put her in her hair and makeup and put her in the bra and then we'll just see how it goes. And I ended up shooting my first catalog shoot for Victoria's Secret that day. And I remember Lily Aldridge was there and she was the first person I shot with. And in my head, until now, I'm like, what the hell? I still have to pinch myself about how I got into that, because, you know, from meeting them, not hearing back to them, to then suddenly going on set and instantly shooting with them. It was just the craziest moment of my life. And from then on, I started shooting for them weekly and I was working for them nonstop. I started shooting big campaigns. I had a shoot where I had big wings on and, you know, it's just, I was doing all the swim shoots. It was just so cool and so overwhelming at the time. And it changed my life completely. I mean, you know, when Instagram started, like followers would start coming and, you know, suddenly I would start booking huge jobs. I started booking magazine covers. I had interviews. Suddenly it was like this huge thing that was happening. And it was a lot when you're 20, like when I was like 18, 19, 20, it was a lot going on. And so I started escaping to LA a lot because I needed to, you know, figure out how to stay sane and like how to not get overwhelmed by this, because I know that, or I knew back then too, that modeling is just something that, you know, you never know how long it lasts. You never know how long your good run is. So I always try to not let it get to me too much. And yeah, and then now it's 11 years later and I don't even know how 11 years went by so quick, but it's been an incredible journey. I mean, it opened up so many doors. I met so many incredible people. It was really tough at times and body image was something that I think when you're in that industry, you just learn about your body so much quicker and you learn so much about it because you're constantly confronted with it. I mean, when I had my eating disorder, I don't think it was, you know, modeling itself that was really doing it to me, but before Instagram, it's like when you're constantly on shoots and you see your body on screen nonstop and you see your body in all angles. And sometimes it's bad lighting. Sometimes photographers shoot you in very unflattering angles. It can be very, very tough because you start seeing things that you think are imperfections. And then, you start attacking yourself about them and you start thinking about perfection and you want to look a certain way or you want to avoid bad photos to be taken. So I started working out insanely. I would, try to do anything I could to get rid of insecurities that I've had about my own body. And it really, really got to me. And I put so much pressure on myself. And there were so many different opinions in this industry and so many people that had different diets that they were doing. And, there was so much going on. And like what I really learned is all the stuff that you hear, all the stuff that you learn, there's so much bullshit. And there's so much out there that's just unnecessary information. There's so much that people think they're doing right that they're not doing right. And the one thing I learned was that if you're not confident and if you're not happy in your body and if you don't accept yourself for the way you look, you're never going to be happy. And you can see that on the outside and it will affect you on the outside. And as women, sadly, I think we're also built in a way where stress affects our body and stress makes us hold water. It holds on to fat. And so it's so important for us to not put pressure on ourselves. Like, try to be healthy, try to listen to your body, but do it on your own terms and do it in a way that, having all these role models or looking at girls that have great bodies and trying to copy them or try to have the same body or try to look the same way is just the worst thing you can do, because at the end of the day, we're all built differently. That's just a fact. And we will not look the same. Like, my role models were always girls, like when I was modeling, that were just really tall and skinny and like had no hips. And I have hips. So for me, the thought of, as hard as I work to get my hips smaller, it's like there's just certain bone structure that, I can't really do anything about. That's just how I am. And as stupid as it sounds, like, obviously, like I didn't really see myself like other people would. You just create this weird image of what you look like in your head. So once I started looking at my body and appreciating things like curves, appreciating my hips, appreciating a waist, just appreciating all the things about yourself, I started to see myself different and in a good way. And then I started to learn how to be healthy and embrace what I have and do the best with what I have. And that way, I ended up getting a lot more successful in my career. I ended up working a lot more jobs because I just, I just feel like finally being confident in my body also was a way that, it changed the way people would see me from the outside. And that's how I started booking more jobs. So being a model, I can only tell you, when you constantly see your body on screens, like we're all sitting in front of our phone looking at other girls' bodies on Instagram or all these bikini inspos, and like you just need to switch off. And as much as we appreciate the beauty of other people, you need to look at yourself first, accept yourself, and don't put pressure on yourself to look like everybody else, because we all have different lives. We all have different drama going on in our lives. We all have different stuff going on. And it's so important to just be your own person. And yeah, so for body image, I can only tell you that for me personally, my proof that I got that accepting yourself makes you also look more beautiful to the outside was just by booking more jobs, being more happy, and just everything started falling into place once I stopped obsessing about the way I looked. And also now doing a podcast and working on other things as well, it's such a good balance, because I just hated to just be someone that people look at and judge by the way you look. And there's so much more behind every single person, and there's so much beauty in every person. And it's also so cool that our industry is getting a bit more diverse finally. Like, and I mean, there's obviously so much more you can do, but seeing really confident girls walk in with like every single different shape is just so cool, because, when I started modeling, there was one specific look, and that was size zero was all. And that was all you had to be. And there was no way around it. You had certain measurements that you would have to book jobs, and there was one look, and that's the look that you would have to have. And you know, times have changed. People are more acceptable. And also, I think it's so much more beautiful to not just see the same thing over and over again. And I'm really happy about the changes that are happening. And I really hope that also all of us and everyone who's on Instagram or everyone who has followers as well just learns how to be more honest about, you know, just our industry and our bodies. And, you know, everyone should just stop using so much Photoshop and Facetune. And, you know, we're all just trying to find the right angles to post for photos to look skinnier or longer. You know, it's just, I think to embrace who you really are and to be more real is just something that I would really love for everyone to do. And like, even for myself, I think there's so much that we can still do better and there's so much we can still learn. And, you know, there's so much responsibility for all of us to be more honest about it. Even if you're struggling with it and even if you think you want to have a certain body and even if you're aiming for something big, just to share it with other people and be more open about it. I think it would just be something that everyone really needs, because to pretend like we're all born perfect or to pretend we're all happy and looking our best at all times, it's just unrealistic. And yeah, so I hope I could answer some of you guys' questions. And that was a bit of my modeling story. It's so hard to, you know, describe what happened in 10 years in a short amount of time, but it's been a really crazy journey and there's still so much happening. And I can only tell you that if you are trying to be a model, if you want to be in this industry, a heads up, it's very competitive. There's a lot of rejection, but it's also a great industry because you can travel the world. It opens a lot of doors and, you know, a lot of crazy people. And I mean, you grow up really fast. You're your own business. You have to learn how to pay rent. You have to learn how to pay taxes. You have to learn how to, you know, do so many things that other people learn a lot later in their lives. So it's a very educational job and you make a lot of life experiences, that's for sure. But I would also love to do another listener Q&A for the next episode. So if you guys have any questions or anything that you want me to talk about for another episode, or you want to, or you have some questions about past episodes that I've done, then please send them in to me. I have the link of my website, or you can just DM them to me on Instagram and just reach out and I'll read your questions and I'll try to reply to many of them as I can. Thank you so much for listening. It's been so much fun. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to I Choose Me. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on my Instagram, Nadine Leopold.